a day that reminded us of our shared stake in science and research, it's today. We are closely monitoring the emerging cases of swine flu in the United States. And this is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert. But it's not a cause for alarm. The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency as a precautionary tool to ensure that we have the resources we need at our disposal to respond quickly and effectively. Now, I'm getting regular updates on the situation from the responsible agencies and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Centers for Disease Control, will be offering regular updates to the American people. And Secretary Napolitano will be offering regular updates to the American people as well, so that they know what steps are being taken and what steps they may need to take.
The president is optimistic about the swine flu and not spreading panic. However, that's not the case with others outside of our border. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start with the swine flu. You know, the World Health Organization actually raised what they call their pandemic alert level. It's at a 4 at this point, and this is all the response to the huge outbreak at what we'll call ground zero, where swine flu originally is thought to have come, which is in Mexico. That's where it originated. So far, they've lost 10% of the people who have come down with swine flu that they know of, which is 2,000, meaning 149 people dead at this point. And everything is shut down in Mexico, especially Mexico City. No soccer crowds, the churches, which it is breeze Catholicism there, shut down, people not going to any services. Of course, Cinco de Mayo is a week away, and Cinco de Mayo is done. There's no Cinco de Mayo, no parades to be had in Mexico City. Then there's the concern over tourism. There are a lot of people in Europe and other parts of the world who had plans to go to the Mexican Riviera, and they've canceled them. It happens to fall in these next couple of weeks, and they don't want to go there any longer. The airlines are waiving fees for changing your plans if you were going to Mexico, any part of Mexico. And, of course, you got to think about this. They just had a quake that also hit near Acapulco. Boy, it just could not get any worse for Mexico or the United States, because if it turns out that there's a pandemic, you've got 8 states with confirmed cases. And the number keeps climbing in New York City. Yes, it is related to that school, St. Francis, but who knows who else came in contact with some of those kids, maybe at the wrong time. You have the Carolinas. You also have Texas involved in this, California as well, New Jersey, another state that's now stepped up and said they've got some cases of the swine flu. Interesting thing came out in saying that the WHO has released the alert, made it higher, in other words, across the world. Well, a pandemic like this, if it turned into a pandemic, it would cost, they predict, the world economy about $3.1 trillion. The gross domestic product would dip down 4.8% in the first year of the infection. And it depends on how severe we're talking about. The most recent pandemic that we can point to that was pretty bad was in the late 60s, the Hong Kong flu. That's the one we can point to. Because you're talking airlines, restaurants, mass transportation. I started to make a list today. Retail shopping, tourism. I mean, the drop in business would be phenomenal. It would be terrible. You think of the border crossings, San Ysidro, California, back and forth. You think of going back and forth on that border, in Tijuana, in Juarez, in El Paso. So you'd have economic loss. You'd have the deaths to deal with, which would be terrible. You'd have the air travel, all the things that I just spelled out. Ultimately, it would be because people wouldn't be going to Mexico or the United States. That's what it would be. It would be avoiding those places. I mean, even think of, I thought about this too. What about SARS when that hit 6 years ago? What are, you know, certain events? What about the September 11th terrorist attacks? Remember Bush getting on the tube and saying, go and buy and spend, and people were afraid to fly, and the airlines were teetering. You know, by 2003, airline travel fell. And we're talking about, now I'm jumping into Hong Kong and the SARS thing. So let me show you the timeline here. By April 2003, airline travel to that city fell by 77%. Wow. Retail, 15.1%. And Hong Kong is a very popular place to go to. A lot of people. Hong Kong's a destination for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. So the swine flu, at this point, as I said, now has spread to some other states and of course, other countries. Canada, we talked about the other day. At Israel, they threw their name out there because they've got a confirmed case of swine flu as well. We know the symptoms. We've talked about it. The fact that you get the fever, nauseous, the joint aches, all that sort of stuff. The good news is it's these kids that are getting sick. Immediately the parents are taking them into the doctors and they're nailing this and getting them the Tamiflu and the stuff they need. They're getting it into them. The flu is the things right away. So ultimately that's a good thing. But how do you contain something like this? Because you just don't know how many people came in contact with people on planes, the Cancun trips. You know, who maybe touched a bag and whatever else, or that somebody sneezed. That's the thing about this. I'm hoping, ultimately, that when I come on these airwaves in the next 3 weeks, we're saying, yeah, pretty much we're just seeing these mild cases here and there. And is there enough Tamiflu? Well, I think, what we say, 11, 12 million doses, because if it does get out of control, that's going to be the first thing that everybody's going to be panicked about. You got up to 45 cases connected to New York City. Mm-hmm. Wondering if any of you have felt a little bit insecure about it. Maybe you live in one of the states. Let me tell you, in my neighborhood, they have 3 confirmed cases of the swine flu. That's how close it's gotten to me. Wonder how many of you listening to me are a little bit concerned, a little bit paranoid. I won't even use the word paranoid, a little bit concerned about, I've got kids or I've grandkids or, I don't know that I could ward that off. That might be pretty tough. So much so that people are concerned about it. If you go to Amazon, they actually are selling kits for this. I mean, no fooling. You can buy a swine flu pandemic kit right now for $25. And what does that include? You'd never be too safe, right? A respirator mask, which in some states they're running out of them at drugstores. Disposable white coveralls with a hood, the wrists and boots. Gloves. Hand sanitizer. Alcohol prep wipes. Shoe covers. Head caps. I mean, the whole kit and caboodle. If you're concerned about the swine flu and you can't find some of the stuff you need in your local pharmacy because it's starting to get off the shelves, which I hear in some cases they're running out of them, might be the way to go. Interesting, no? A bizarre flyover in New York. We'll talk about it next.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Yeah, ain't that a kick in the head? In case you didn't hear this story, and I can't believe you haven't, there was a plane circling lower Manhattan earlier in the day, about 10 o'clock in the morning. It was a photo op, according to the FAA. People were panicked, left their offices, didn't know what it was about. It was simply a mission over New York. So the feds notified the state and local people in Jersey and New York, but there was some confusion and obviously disruption. Mayor Bloomberg not happy about this flyover. Of course he wasn't, because he knew nothing about it and was getting hit on his BlackBerry all day long. He was in the middle of another press conference when he found out about it, talking about the swine flu and the panic over that. So it was a government exercise. Two fighter jets escorting a 747, a Boeing, over lower Manhattan. And it was the part of town where a hijacked passenger jets, both of them, crashed into the World Trade Center back on September 11th, 2001. People were running outside when they saw the planes. You had probably about 1,000 people along the Hudson River until they were told it was just a planned exercise. Somebody got on a bullhorn, walked up and down and said, no, you can go back to your office. This is a planned exercise. Great. No problem. Now, if we go a little deeper, what the deal is, it was a backup plane for Obama. It was just simply what I said, a photo op, a staged photo. They coordinated the deal. Air Force One, Department of Transportation coordinated it with the FAA, and they went from there. So how many people, probably people listening to us in Connecticut, might have seen this low-flying deal where your heart just skipped 20,000 beats because you thought for sure, my God, here we go again. I can't believe it. In fact, a shout-out to Tom Campbell, a listener of America Tonight, who sent me some shocking video of people running and ultimately looking up into the sky saying, oh, my God. And it was these planes that we're talking about. How do you let this happen? How does this happen? Nobody communicates, or at least they don't communicate with the right people. I don't get it. I just don't get how this happens. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You don't think that anybody in New York is going to be rattled by this site? Hello, it hasn't been that long ago when you're talking about 9/11. And when you see that, and you see that size of that plane, and then you see the F-16s, are you thinking, oh my God, they're going to shoot them down? What is this? Supposedly, Obama didn't even know this until Monday afternoon, and he was furious. And of course he was furious. And the one thing I'll say is finally, the blame game did come to an end because somebody had to raise their hand and say, okay, so who dropped the ball on this? Well, it's a guy named Luis Caldera, who's the director for the White House Military Office on Air Force One. He was the guy who came up with this photo op, apparently. It started partially with him anyway. I mean, that's ridiculous that you have people running out of offices afraid for their life. I mean, it's more than cruel. I can't even think of the words to describe it. In fact, I probably can, but I can't use them on these airwaves. Or the FCC would come after me. It's outrageous. Outrageous. Hey, speaking of 9/11, I'm going to throw this out there because I read this today. And, you know, there's always this quest. In fact, on WVMT, great guys who do a local show there, Charlie and Ernie, every day they play the fireman song to remind everybody about 9/11. The further we get away from it, the more I think people forget, although if you have a flyover like that every once in a while, it'll certainly remind the poor people in New York of what happened. So the quest to get Osama bin Laden, that was one of the things that even Obama said when he was campaigning. It would come up, or he would bring it up, or he would say that ultimately has to be the outcome and all that sort of stuff. So now you have Pakistan's president saying that his intelligence believes, his agencies are saying bin Laden might be dead, but they have no proof of it. They just think he might be dead. Now, it's interesting because you have some Pakistani folks and, of course, U.S. counterterrorism types that think the al-Qaeda mastermind is still alive, very much alive. And we still go back to the where is bin Laden? Doesn't matter if he has 50 gazillion dollars on his head, 50 million, whatever. Doesn't matter. Nobody is turning him over. He's most likely, as the U.S. says, he is most likely hiding in the mountains along the border with Afghanistan. Because, of course, it's a lawless area. And the U.S. is not backing down from that we believe he is alive, at least some of the officials anyway. There have been tons of near captures or reports of his death that we've heard for the past couple of years, probably ever since he's been on the run since September 11th. And you get these periodic videos and audio recordings, then you try to make sure they're authentic. Now, the last one came in March, where bin Laden referred to the Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip. He talked about it. Remember, he said it was a Holocaust. I think we talked about it on this show. Of course we talked about it on this show. And then he talked about Obama. So the Pakistani president says, hey, we don't know where bin Laden is. Our information is saying that he is probably dead. So who has the better intelligence? Who do you think's right on this one? And why do I care? Well, I care because I think we still need to get the bastard who ignited this whole thing and killed so many innocent people and more than that, changed our way of life and altered people's lives, altered the direction their lives were going in. I mean, hey, we know that there is an end to everyone's life. We know that ultimately we all meet the maker eventually, right? But it didn't have to happen that day for a lot of people. So to me, I agree with those boys in Vermont. You need to keep it alive. If he's dead, show us the proof. Show the proof that bin Laden is dead. That's why I think these tapes emerge, because of trying to prove, listen, these are current news events. How authentic is this? Is this really him to say, ha ha, I'm alive and I'm kicking. I'm here. Nobody's got me. Nobody hit me with anything. You can't find me. Which, if there have been close calls, too darn bad they didn't nail this guy. Because that's when we can say mission accomplished. When you get bin Laden to me. I mean, wasn't there... There was Pakistan, I think, because of all the internal pressure due to some of the bombings and the killing of civilians and all this stuff. I think that's what they're trying to do. I think the Pakistani president is trying to call the U.S. off somewhat, throw out some information that's not correct, disinformation, whatever you want to call it. Because, trust me, if there was definite, hardcore proof of that, oh, they would shout it to the world. It's certainly on the Pakistani side anyway, right? I would think. Hey, coming up in sports shorts, by the way, the Lakers closed out the Jazz. They did it in style, 107-96. That was the big victory, so they move on. Because, yeah, there are some lighter things in life, like baseball and the hockey playoffs and the NBA playoffs. And so we'll certainly talk about that, not just about the flyover in New York and not just about the swine flu. I did mention this, though, as to whether or not you would be a little bit tempted to go and get one of those swine flu kits so that you would have it stuck somewhere in your basement or underneath your bed just in case the we don't have a reason to panic happens and it becomes a pandemic and, boom, you're at least covered somewhat with being able to wear the gloves and the mask and all that other stuff, because there's not a mask to be had if that happens. And the World Health Organization, as I mentioned before, did raise the global alert, but of course other countries have proclaimed that they've got confirmed cases of the swine flu, so that's going to happen. And ultimately, what does this do to the markets, the financial markets? Well, it sort of killed the Asian markets. They fell with the swine flu toll that's very uncertain as to what direction it's going on. Hey, you know what? Wolverine was supposed to have that movie. It was supposed to have a premiere in Mexico. Of course, that was shut out because there's no way Hollywood's going to go down there. Join us on the flip side for Odds and Ends here on ATN. Emergency alert.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You sing it, Joan Jett. Love this song. Never get tired of it. Bum, 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 bum. Listen to this riff. All right, Joan Jett. What does Joan Jett remind me of? Pontiacs. You know, everything that's happened, the recession and the bad moves by automakers has now killed Pontiac, the brand. That means muscle cars, baby. Trans Am. How many people had a Trans Am listening to me? Yeah. GTO. Think about it. How about those Firebirds? I know that I rode in a Firebird a ton of times. I think every single one of my friends in high school had some form of a Pontiac now that I actually think of it. Nostalgia. Recession. Bad decisions. Killing some pretty famous cars that will now be collector's items, I suppose, right? Cars that if you know how to work on them, just keep them in your garage, baby. And that could be something you could sell off in the future. In fact, I know a couple people who have them parked, and they work on them in garages. Interesting. Anybody else upset over the death of the Trans Am? Well, we're talking about a couple of different things here, including Pakistan, I think, trying to call the dogs off and saying that bin Laden might be dead, but we're not really sure, but our intelligence says that. So here's the question. Is bin Laden, do you think bin Laden is dead? The swine flu. Obviously huge. With the stories we're starting to hear and the amount of states jumping into the fray saying they have confirmed cases, a lot of them younger kids, does it make any of you worry enough that you're running out to get to some supplies just in case you have to wear a mask? Because let me tell you, depending on where you live, it's not going to be so easy to get those masks. This is Odds and Ends, and so that's some of the things that we're talking about. But there are a couple of other things that we haven't even mentioned, including this. This is a huge story. In Iowa, gay marriages are beginning as that ruling there is now kicked in. So in case you hadn't heard, that was, of course, another state. So they had the first ceremony, and it was two women after the legalization of the same-sex nuptials, of course, was approved. So now they can file for marriage licenses. And the first one was done today. The marriage came less than an hour after the state Supreme Court let the ruling take effect. So that means you don't have to have a waiting period. In Des Moines, I guess about a dozen gay and lesbian couples were there with umbrellas waiting in the rain, lining up to get married, to get their certificates. So there was a big rush in some of the counties. It's interesting because, you know, this is becoming more and more the norm. I said, I think at one point on this show, no matter how you feel, if you feel, you know, just let this happen. It's just stupid. Why drag this out? If it's inevitable, just, it might not be my way of life. And, you know, Miss California said, opposites, if opposites marry, whatever, it's not what she thinks. But you know where I'm going with this. Do you just at some point say, you know, whatever? But I did say on this show, I don't think because of the hardcore evangelicals in this country that this will be allowed to stand, that there will be enough push on the other side that across the board in all states you won't see this legalized in my lifetime. But I don't know. This may be another one of those things that happens because more and more states are headed in this direction. And especially there's so much happening at this point with what's going on in the United States, with recession, with this scare over whether or not swine flu is going to become a pandemic, which then all bets are off because businesses will tank, tourism will tank. I mean, it'll be a disaster of epic proportions already when we're struggling for survival economically. So the focus is not going to be on gay marriage. That becomes a second-tier deal. But, like I said, you need to know that this is certainly one of the stories. And now Iowa, the latest to see people lining up to same-sex people lining up to get married. How odd to think. You think of Iowa and Vermont, and you think of New Jersey and Massachusetts, and then California, one of the more liberal states in the United States, now does not have those unions because of Prop 8. First, they allow them, and you have tons of people lining up to get married, and then including super, super famous people like the Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, her wife, I guess now you would say, but now they don't even have that. Don't even have the right to do that. But yet in a place like Iowa, you can line up now at this point and do it. See, and that's what's going to be. There's going to be a push on legislation. And, you know, the people of Iowa didn't have a vote. So then that's going to come back to haunt them, maybe just like in California. So I don't know. Maybe we won't see that jump across as soon as I said I don't think this is going to happen. I was wondering if, well, you know, we might see that maybe, but maybe it's going to slow down somewhat. Certainly that's an odd, I call them odds or ends, so odd stories that make news, but one that has a lot of repercussions in the United States. More states do it, maybe a couple of others do it, etc., and then no longer is that one of the major things people are discussing because it's already a right for so many people. Another odd thing is still to me the story of the Craigslist slayer. And his fiance continues to stand beside him and say that it can't be and she's denying it and all that other sort of stuff. And more sort of details are coming out. I mean, really creepy things. Creepy things like the fact that it wasn't just women that this guy preyed on, that apparently he took all kinds of people off of Craigslist, including transsexuals and men. And, you know, he flat out was worried about debt and was just in it, no question, to grab the cash. Whoever he could get the cash from, man, woman, transsexual, cross-dresser, anyone in between, that was the name of this guy's gig. The name of the gig was, it's not about perverted things, it's about getting the money to pay off the debt. And apparently his debt was somewhere around 140 plus. Combine that with gambling and what he owed for med school because he was in his second year of med school. And it's like I said before, it's so creepy to look at his picture because he looks like the boy next door. If any of you have daughters and they brought this guy home, said he was in med school, you know, talked about his popular personality, whatever, you would never look at this guy and say, oh, I just, something is off with him. And nobody they've talked to so far and anybody that's talked to family has said that there was just something not right about him, about Markov, Philip Markov. Nobody has said that. And it makes you think, man, there is some evil people in this world, and he absolutely is one of them. And allegedly, what he did to this one woman and then what he did to all these other people, it's surprising that they have not brought him down yet. Also in odds and ends, speaking of bringing somebody down, how about this professor? Another guy who looked mild-mannered, was popular with the kids at in Georgia, and he went berserk over the weekend, apparently, dropped off his kids at a neighbor's, then went and shot his wife and shot two other guys as well at a community theater. So now there's been a nationwide alert for this professor, George Zinkhan, and this is the third day, and there is no sign of him. He was a marketing professor at the Terry College of Business, and of course we're talking about the University of Georgia. The one thing they do know, I mean, and plus these are fatal shootings, by the way. I mean, these people were killed, his wife and two other people. He got a plane ticket to the Netherlands for May 2nd, and that's it. That's all they know. I mean, they haven't been able to uncover him, but they are looking in every nook and cranny. And so far, no luck. Just little clues. And what happened was, he went to the community theater place, had gotten into some kind of a disagreement with his wife, then left. And that was it. He came back with two handguns, and the shooting took just a couple of minutes. Boom, boom, boom. 8 shell casings. And sadly, you know, that was it. And there is no answers for this. I mean, what happened here? Oh. They cannot find him. They're asking anybody who's contacted by him to do something, to have some kind of a, you know, people are saying at the university, didn't they have some alert system that was activated with the shooting? And this, apparently they were able to reach 82% of the people that they tried to contact, and some of the calls went to the university's offices, but of course they're not staffed on the weekend. This happened on the weekend. So no sign of Zinkhan so far. That's another odd and here's another one for you too as well. And this is a sad thing, boy. If people want it bad enough, they will smuggle it in and find a way to do it somehow. And I was watching, I don't know, it must have been True TV, and they've been talking about how people smuggle meth and things into the country and what they do. And some DEA agents in Barstow, California, found these Tickle Me Elmo dolls, and they were stuffed with 4 pounds of meth. Yeah. Sesame Street, how do you do that to Elmo? Because, of course, you're not thinking. It was a Colorado drug ring, and they indicted some of the members on some pretty heavy counts. So they did get to them by tearing open these dolls. But this isn't half of what they do to sneak drugs in and around the border and then distribute them. Join us on the flip side for more.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, so this is a plea from America Tonight, no joke. When you cough, make sure you cover up your mouth. You might not be carrying the swine flu, but, man, the more you do that around the people around you, maybe more of them will do the same thing. Don't even get me started on the washing the hands deal, because I truly believe, I'm sure, and I used to think people were nutty like Howie, what's-his-name from Deal or No Deal. Oh, what's his name? Mandel. How he won't shake hands with everyone. Well, this whole thing is it over-the-top OCD or realizing, you know what, most people don't wash their hands, and what am I getting on their hands? In Dallas, they've confirmed 3 more swine flu cases. And as I said, it's not too far from my neighborhood. In fact, it's actually in my neighborhood. So the reaction to swine flu has been a little bit passive, I think, in this country. There are kits on Amazon. I talked about that. And we keep seeing more states crop up with cases here and there. And maybe it's because we're sort of immune to it, pardon the pun, but we just think, you know, we're the United States. Nobody seems to be worried. Obama says no panic, blah, blah, blah. But you might, and I'm not trying to cause panic, but you might think about this. All that takes is people in Mexico, in other words, in some of those resort areas, the Acapulcos, the Cancuns, the Playa del Carmen's, etc., someone picks it up, they shake someone's hand, they pick up a bag from an airport. I think we're going to see more cases in the United States. Hopefully not a pandemic, because I absolutely don't want to see that. But I bet you that we're going to see more shoes drop across the United States. You know, in Mexico, they got about 2,000 people now hospitalized with serious pneumonia. That's scary. Because the pneumonia part, it either breaks or it goes in the opposite direction, and that's it. And if it breaks in the opposite direction, they die. You have 149 people dead. The United States is saying that the European Union, their warning not to travel to the United States to certain states is unwarranted. I think it is right now, but because that just propagates that whole fear thing. But if it becomes thousands of people, then you're going to see this be the norm across the board where they're telling people in other countries do not fly there. And at this point, in Mexico City, you have, there's some sad things that have happened as a result of this. Thieves are having a field day there because they're hiding behind the masks. Who would think? They don't even have enough masks to give out. They were giving them out to people on the subways. So now they're hiding behind the masks, and it's harder to identify them. Of course, always some scumbag will take advantage, right? But I wonder, and so far I haven't gotten much on this. I got a couple of emails here that I'll hit in a second. But are you at all feeling a little bit worried about this swine flu? I wasn't too worried about it until I heard that there were a couple cases in my neighborhood and a street down the school from me. They actually closed, which doesn't make me feel comfortable. Because I'm wondering, I spend a lot of time around a lot of people, and do I think I have the swine flu? No. But who knows who you come in contact with, or people that I know and their kids, etc., who they've come in contact with. Let's hope this whole thing just comes to an end. The people are treated in Mexico, it's contained, and it doesn't get any worse. That would be the best thing to jump on these airwaves and say. Hey, my name's Kate Delaney, and this show is America Tonight. If you've never heard us before, shoot us an email. Thoughts, suggestions, recipes for some great cookies or whatever. AmericaTonight.net. Let's pick on our friend Donovan Madsen, who is the technical director here for America Tonight on this show. And Donovan, I'm wondering, are people in, because our mothership, the hub of America Tonight, of course, is located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Are people in Minnesota buzzing at all about this whole thing with swine flu or no?
Not really that I've heard about.
And the reason why is because they're more upset about Norm Coleman and Al Franken and whether or not Norm Coleman is just going to say forget about it, okay, and not pursue it anymore, and you're actually going to have another senator from Minnesota, right?
Actually, I think it has more to do with the fact that we're a couple of thousand miles away from Mexico and no one's worried about it just yet.
Yeah, that's what I think it is, too, because you haven't had any cases of it either.
Right.
If somebody travels there and somebody has it, then I think that changes the game plan a little bit. Would you, so if there were people around and not too far from your area, because I know you're a trooper, would you show up at work and it would just be hard for me to talk to you and for you to jump on the air? Here and there, you'd have to talk through your mask, right?
Yeah, that would be the basic idea. You know,
maybe I'm going to have to send you guys some masks just in case.
We'll lock all the doors and keep, you know, the sick-looking people away.
That's right. You're sick. Get away from me. It comes to mind that there was a movie called Soylent Green, and it was scary because people had these. I mean, there's even more modern movies. That was a Charlton Heston movie. But there's either more modern movies. I can't think of the name of it. It was in England where they all came down with that weird disease, and they were trying to quarantine people off. And, of course, the people become nutty like zombies and then go after other people and try to kill them. But the whole premise was that they got a virus. And, you know, this is the swine flu, and how do you contain it with cough? If people are coughing or you come in contact with somebody, like I said, just accidentally, they had picked up a bag, they had wiped their nose, and they had a tissue. I mean, you know, there's lots of different scenarios because the kids who didn't go to Cancun in that New York school got it. So be careful, Donovan.
Well, what I'm really worried about is how many of these people who have become infected, of them all, I mean, how many of them are now roaming the earth as the restless dead? I mean, this could be the start of the zombie apocalypse, and then what will we do?
Yeah, then we're really in trouble, and some little kid on Amazon isn't going to help any of us.
I mean,
then it's time to board up the windows.
Yeah, forget the face mask. Time to go out and buy a shotgun and a cricket bat.
Yeah, well, some of the things that we're advertising here with the seeds and everything else, we're going to all have to go underground somewhere because we're not going to be able to survive it. It's interesting. And there's no way to know how bad does this get. Certainly, they're saying on the border they're taking it pretty lightly, but that's the scary thing to me. You have people that are crossing illegally, etc. How many might have come in contact with somebody we have no way to know? We have no way to know. Wednesday marks the 100 days of Barack Obama. We've already talked about that a little bit on the show, grading what you think he's done well or hasn't done well or, you know, whatever. Well, one thing that has happened, I don't know if this is a high amount or not, I think it's normal for anybody who's president, no matter what party they're from and no matter what their deal is and how they got elected, et cetera. But there have been 91 protesters that have been arrested at the White House. 91. So as much as Obama is the king to some, there are still people, and there always will be, no matter who's president, that just won't feel right about some of the things that have happened. And, of course, you had a couple of close calls. In fact, they talked about somebody getting in the – somebody invading the no-fly zone today that lets itself to a little bit of a scare at the White House, et cetera. They take that pretty seriously. See, that's what's interesting. They take that seriously. They guard the White House, concerned, and of course you are because the president is there, and any dealings with getting into Air Force One, the helicopter, blah, blah, blah. But then you look at it and you say, well, then how do you do this flyover thing? How do you not tell the president of the United States, oh, by the way, we have this photo op thing, just so you know, it's in New York. I mean, you don't want to pester him with whoever the president is with some little details, but wouldn't that be a big detail to somebody? Wouldn't you think that simulating that might send a little bit of a panic through a city that was attacked, and you're almost simulating the same thing when they look up into the skies? I mean, come on, give me a break. Somebody had to know that, right? That's why, if you didn't hear it earlier on the show, we threw the FAA into the dungeon. Now, we could have gone in a different direction there, and specifically through the glue at the White House who became unglued and didn't realize what he was supposed to do. It was somebody who was running the operation. But I think we did a pretty good job with the FAA. They've had enough blunders lately with the not releasing the bird hits and the fact that at LaGuardia they have at least one a day and all these people call these lines, and who had any idea about that? They were keeping that secret because they were afraid to cause some fear. My, oh my. Hang with us. As always, you can shoot us an email, americatonight.net.